Kind of.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You're the first to arrive, so I'm not sure who's coming.
Okay.
Let's give it a few minutes before we ask the question.
Okay.
Although we know that Brandy won't come because of her phone problem.
Yeah. She's lost her phone, so she's got to get another.
Did anybody call her to see if she could hear it?
Well, she called me from Rose Hill, where she could use the telephone, and just said that she would be out of kilter for a while, you know, so we couldn't reach her until she had. I suggested because her wallet had, you know, her Social Security card and her driver's license, and I suggested she tend to that first, you know, let Social Security know, and you know, then go after the phone.
She lost her wallet and her phone?
I think what she did was she put it, I don't know, I think she said she put it on top of the hood and went in the house for something. And then when she came back, she forgot that she had done that.
And, right, so everything.
Right, and then she came back and looked to, you know, followed her path and even into the next day, but wasn't successful in finding it, so. But her phone,
well,
she needs a new one anyway. So, you know, so she, and she didn't have the $15 in her, she said. So it's not like she's out for money. It's just the idea of your driver's license, the trouble that you have to go through, and then someone
right.
getting hold of your Social Security card, you know, your info. But she took it calmly, so.
Well, that's a big change.
Right.
That's good.
And she said she was going to do the ritual with the glass about Rabbi Meir and also the, you know, the prayer in his merit,
right.
asking Hashem to help her locate them. Because I suggested, and she said she had already thought about that and was going to do it.
Why don't you go ahead and ask the question?
Okay. I was looking back on the class that we did on May the 19th. It was a writing by the Ali. It was called Standards of Celestial Conduct. And the Ari had listed four of the sages, Nasi, the tribes, and their symbols, and with Reuben being the man with the mandrake, and Judah being the lion, and Ephraim being the ox, and Dan the eagle. And I had never seen Dan associated with the eagle. Always before, the tribe of Dan was with the serpent on his flag or else. On some sites, you'll see where they'll have balance scales. But I had never seen the eagle. And so I was wondering how the eagle became associated with Dan. I do know when we went to Israel and we get down, you know, we get off the plane and we take a shuttle from Tel Aviv to the airport, I should say, to Jerusalem. And it was called Nasher. And I knew that as the word eagle. But somewhere along in the last few years, I think I remember studying something about that wasn't one of the names for eagle. So it could be that it, in the Hebrew, that would give us a hint.
Well, the word is Nasher.
Okay.
Nun Resh. And Nasher is frequently translated as eagle, but according to the zoo rabbi. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but
yeah, I was with you when we did those classes.
Right. Okay. So according to the zoo rabbi, the Nesher is actually a vulture that is native to the land of Israel during biblical times. And but the real
she's on.
We heard a rumor you'd lost your phone.
Do you know that I just got my phone back less than 5 minutes ago? That a lady with her two daughters, Hispanic lady with two daughters, pulled up in a truck while I was outside watering my garden. And the daughter came and she said, "We found your phone and we found your wallet." And I came with my mother because she doesn't speak English. And they gave me the phone and the wallet, so I reached in the wallet, and whatever I had in there, I gave it to them. They didn't want to take it, and I said, "No." I said, "You don't know what this means for me to have both of these items back." And we talked a little bit, and then they got in their truck and left, and I've never seen them before.
And you remember you told me you had $15. $15 would be I'd hay. So you see what happened.
And you have seen them before, Brandy, because that's the tikkun you had with them.
Well, I'm glad that I was able to be able to do that, because I was just like, well, you know, somebody probably needed it more than I did, and, you know, I'll work around it and do what I got to do, and I just let it go.
And the ultimate statement is Baruch Hashem. That's really all that needs to be said.
Baruch Hashem.
Amen.
Let's get back to the question that Hannah has been asking.
Sorry, Hannah.
And to
I'm so pleased to hear your story because he just asked me again about it, so others will get to hear your good story. And the ending to it.
Amen.
Amen.
So, and also the interruption has been helpful to me because I had no idea how I was going to answer this question. But let me explain the question, so because you just came on. In the chapters of Ezekiel, which the Kabbalists study intently and significantly, there are descriptions of the relationships of the tribes to the various animals or the animals that are on their flags. And every direction has three tribes, and those three tribes, the main one, that is the flag for that section. And it's really referring to hosts, meaning the soldiers, but it's also referring to the angels being the hosts of Hashem. But as a general discussion, and Hannah's question is, she had never seen this statement that is in the from the Ari, that on Dan's standard was the figure of an eagle. And then it continues one more verse, and it says, "Thus the four signs on the four main standards were similar to the four figures that the prophet Ezekiel saw on the divine chariot." Now, the divine chariot essentially says we have these four images. We have the image of a lion representing Chesed and the tribe of Judah. We have the image of the ox representing Ephraim and representing Deborah. And then we have the image of an eagle, and we were talking about the fact that the eagle, there was no eagle in biblical times. We didn't have a bird that was an eagle in Israel yet during biblical times. And according to the zoo rabbi, who I do read his daily emails, he comes across, I mean, he tells us he's a rationalist and follows Maimonides rather than the mystical aspects. But what he was saying as a practical level, the eagle, the word for eagle in Hebrew is nesher, nun shin resh. And that word is not an eagle. It's a bad translation. It should be a particular species of vulture that was well known in Israel during the biblical times. But this is where we've gotten to, and what I wanted to explain, a couple of different approaches to Hannah's question. Because her question really is, I don't understand how Dan has been related to the eagle or to the vulture. But I think if the image of Dan is from my memory, it's essentially a bird with a snake in its mouth. And the image of Ezekiel talks about the four major images: man, ox, eagle, and
lion.
Right. So one way to explain it or understand it is many times people like the Ari will confuse the descriptions in order to make sure the person who's reading them is capable of understanding what they're reading and making the adjustment. In which case, it's not really the eagle that is Dan. Reuben is, well, let's go back. Judah is the lion.
Reuben is the man with the mandrake. That was on his
hand. Yes, but not an image of a man per se. The emphasis in Reuben is about the mandrakes being fertility and making sexual teshuvah. So that's one idea is what I just expressed, that the Ari confuses the issues so that someone who's knowledgeable will be able to make the correction in their mind and they don't get sent to a different place, a different world, a different dimension that they shouldn't go to.
Okay.
But those who are not knowledgeable will find that following the directions as it's laid out here may find them in a wrong place. That's one option of explaining why the eagle is there. The other option is the idea that on the flag of Dan, who is really the cleanup tribe, meaning Dan represents the West, which is Malchut. And his job was to bring the stragglers along and to protect the stragglers. Mm-hmm. And so that would be the idea of the bird of prey, which is the vulture, holding the snake in its mouth, protecting the children of Israel from the negative system.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay.
There's some logic to it. Doesn't mean it's right, but my sense is that's what.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, I'm not an expert in what the flags look like, but I vaguely remember it was a bird with the snake in its mouth. And I know since you're a detailed person, you're going to check that out. And if I'm wrong, let me know, please.
Well, I knew exactly which drawer it was about a week ago, but I reorganized. And so when I look today, I don't know. Because I changed.
Well, you know it's going to show up one day. So whenever it does,
you'll be. Yeah. Well, I did check online, and there were pictures, you know, and of course I went to Wikipedia, and I didn't remember seeing Weights and Measure. It was always the serpent, which, you know, was not a bad symbol, because it was the idea of stepping on the serpent, you know, the heel with your heel. So, but I couldn't make it in with Ari and this, you know, this picture with the eagle. It just didn't fit. And especially when I saw that the eagle was also associated with Moshe, and, you know, so it was just running around in my mind. So it was a question to ask. And
the eagle is connected to Moshe because the eagle is the central column. And as the central column, Moshe reaching dot in his spiritual growth is the central column also. So that connection is clear.
Okay. Well, because it's not a kosher bird, that would have thrown a question in my mind. Or, you know, a flag.
Right.
I'd have to think, you know, I would have had to think through that too. But I figured it was whatever frame of reference you were. I'm sorry, what?
You don't need a kosher bird to protect the children of Israel from the negative system.
Right. Right.
And Dan representing judgments. So, the Dan being the same letters as. Randy, do you have any other questions?
I have a question, and I just thought about it while y'all were talking.
It's usually what happens.
Doesn't the flag of Mexico, is not their symbol, the eagle with a snake in its mouth? Could they be part of the tribe again?
Well, the country's flag is coming from the Catholicism. So whether the tribe of Dan, I would not expect so, because they're very much connected to the nation of Edom.
Okay.
But there are a significant amount of Jewish souls throughout Mexico and South America, Central America. Approximately a quarter of the total population has Jewish souls.
Well, maybe they're from the tribe of Dan.
What people don't really appreciate that during the Shoah, all the deaths of the 6 million and the 50 or 60 million that died in the Second World War, all of those people, those souls, are mixed. Just as that part of the world and that aspect of the world was chaotic, the reincarnation from those souls is chaotic. And that's why so many people were put into homes that were not... they didn't feel comfortable in, and they kept searching and looking and finding their way to Judaism. So the tikkun in the South American countries, Central American countries, is really very difficult because. because if you have a Jewish soul and you've been put into that environment of the Spanish speaking in South America and Central America, the Jewish souls who are there are very strict and have very careful, and they literally do not accept converts. So there is no way to be converted if you are a Jewish soul in South America that wasn't born Jewish. You have to go to the United States to get converted, or you have to go to Israel to get converted. But the rabbis and the congregations totally do not accept people trying to convert in those countries. And it's all due to the chaos associated with the Gilgulim, the reincarnation cycle during the Shoah.
Wow.
Well, I know the converts that I've come to know, and say in the last 10 years, almost, I'd say 8 out of 10 were Catholic.
Yes, very, very, you know.
Okay, well, this was good. I just didn't know if it, seeing those three souls connected with the Mashiach, I wondered if Reuben and Dan were supposed to be there too. That was the main reason it was on my attention.
Understand. I think we answered that.
Yeah. Right. And I really think that...
I will tell.
Mm-hmm. Well, it always fits. You know, even if you think it doesn't fit, you know that it fits. And especially if it's coming from Ari. You know.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I wonder if there's actually a Hebrew word for vulture. I'll look that up in the dictionary and see if we've got.
Well, according to this rabbi, it's Nesher.
Okay.
And it's interesting to, in the 13 attributes of mercy,
mm-hmm.
in the book, I believe it's in the book Exodus, where it's a section where God doesn't give all 13, but only gives 9. So I'm not sure if it's in Bamidbar or if it's in Exodus, but in that section, there's a large nun, the shin of the 6 letters that the column starts with a different letter than a vav. The shin of those 6 letters is in the middle between a large nun and a large resh. And so there's so much that you can make connection with between the large nun representing the nefesh and the large resh representing the ruach, or the large nun representing the neshama, and the connection between the candles of ner, nun resh, and the passion of shin, and life of the 3 vavs that make up the shin. So there is so much in those 3 letters that the word Nesher does, you know, the reason that it's called an eagle, because this is modern Hebrew, and in modern Hebrew, Nesher is translated as eagle, but it really represents the central column, the movement of air, where you have Chesed, water, and fire in unity. And that's expressed in those three letters.
Okay. Eagle is there. Maybe they'll give the same. I don't know, but I'll check just to see, because I have one that they gave us in the bank when we were in Israel. So that's like 10 years old, whereas my others are older. So
you'll find it.
Mm-hmm.
If there are no other questions, I heard somebody come on, so I don't know if they might have a question or not. You all have a good evening.
Okay, thank you.
There are three classes tomorrow. The Sefer Yetzirah class, we're going to be getting connecting to the first verse. And the 4:30, we're continuing with the parash, with the Zohar in Vayera, but we're on section 13. And tomorrow evening will be a regular Zohar class, completing what we did on Saturday night.
Okay.
Have a beautiful evening.
Okay, now thank you. Good night, Brenda.
Good night, Anna.
Good night.